Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 4th of July, 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to hang around for the net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu on Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E7KI, for allowing us to use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. This net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussion. And the topic this week, I'm not sure if we've done this before, but I'll give it a try here. We're all using the amateur radio service of our respective countries, but many countries have other services that make radio available to their citizens. In the United States, we have the 11-meter citizen band, and we have several different services in the UHF spectrum, such as the family radio service, the general mobile radio service. I'm thinking there was one, I just can't remember the name of it, but it was more like for businesses. And the thing that stands out in my memory is that they used colors. They would talk about the red dot or the yellow dot or the blue dot, I think, and those were, for people who are not really radio savvy, that was just a way of referring to different frequencies or different channels that they use. But like I said, I can't remember the name of that. So the question is, do you partake of those alternate radio services in your country? This was brought up to me by a conversation last weekend at Field Day. Someone was talking about a GMRS repeater that's operated by a local ham. So that's where that question is coming from. Let me reset Echolink, and I'm looking at my dashboard here, and I do not see any unknown call signs. I think everybody here has been here before, so I don't really have to explain the way we do things. I will go down the list so that everyone will know who I see here. AB3KC, N4RNW, KD9NDJ, and KC3LYZ. If there are any stations who would like to be added to my list, I could, because I see that we do have the NB0X gateway present. I don't know if it's functioning properly, but anyway, if there are any stations who can hear me and want to join our net this week, please come forward with your call sign, and I will add you to my list. Okay, thank you, Collins. Murr. Yeah, I think that's the name that I was drawing a blank on. The business citizens band in the 440 range. Anyway, okay. So, no other stations heard, so we'll start going down the list here. Who's first on my list? AB3KC.
Hello, TechLinkNet. This is AB3KC. Collins. I'm on SDF. My username is Dirty Rig. And Wayne, thank you for the net and the topic tonight. I hope everybody is doing well. I have a Motorola VHF radio. The bottom frequency is 146 megahertz. So it doesn't do the lower half of the 2 meter band, but it does the upper half of the 2 meter band, and then it gets up into the 150s as well, because it's, I guess, a commercial radio. I have one of those red dot frequencies programmed into it, but I don't ever use it. In fact, one of these days I need to talk to Reg about this thing, because I need to replace the antenna, and I have no idea how to replace, how to buy an antenna for this Motorola. I think it's one of those GP300 Motorolas, and it's like a tank. You can't explode it. You could light fireworks with it. It's fine. It's going to do okay. And for a while there, we were using FRS radios at the house all day long. You know, the kids are home during the pandemic. They do homeschool here. They've got their computer set up. I'm at work, remote work, working from home. My wife's doing stuff. We're all in different parts of the house, and somebody needs something from somebody else. So we were using FRS radios, but that was a problem because we knew that we were also broadcasting basically all of our family details all over, you know, like a 2-mile radius. So we tried to keep it pretty generic what we were saying, but that still freaked us out. So after a while, we stopped using those, and we switched to just the old real popular house phones that were real popular before probably about 2008. And they have an intercom feature, so everybody's got their own little handset, and we can dial up each other from the intercom, and it's a radio, but it's private and spread spectrum, and I don't think anybody's listening to us. So that's what we use now. But and other than that, I guess I should pause and drop it real quick. Other than that, I did just for the first time ever on Monday transmit on 220 megahertz. So I got a 220 rig. It's an old Kenwood, basically a retro Kenwood. It runs 220, and checked into the net on Monday night, and it worked really well. I built a 14 gauge copper wire quarter wave ground plane for the frequency, and it's just sitting here in my garage, not even outside. But it gets into the repeater fine, and that was a lot of fun. So to me, that was a new radio service, but it's still ham radio. Other than that, I think I see Reg jumped in. I might have to recheck later, Wayne, with my GP300 question in case Reg has any tips. So with that, let me send it back to AB9FJ from AB3KC.
Okay, thank you, Collins. And yes, I acknowledge Reg has joined us there. And for your benefit, the topic this week is, do you participate in any other radio services besides amateur radio? For example, 11-meter citizens band or the 440 megahertz citizen band services. There are several of them here in the United States and I think in Canada as well. I'm not sure what all you've got down there, down under. That's kind of what the topic is this week. And what Collins was referring to there is he's got a surplus Motorola radio that he has a question about that he thinks that that you might have some input on there. So let's see, who's next on my list here? How about KC3LYZ?
This is KC3LYZ. Bob from Philadelphia, STF username Robert R. Hope everybody has a good July 4th weekend. Yeah, I had a nice trip to Poughkeepsie, New York last week, got some FMDX and checked out the Greek food there. It was really good. So on the other radio services, I'm thinking about getting a GMRS license in the next few weeks, especially now that the license fee, I think, is down to 35. And it's pretty active here. We have a few repeaters and probably have almost as much activity as the ham bands here. So, and I used to do CB back in the day in the 70s, so back to net control.
Okay, thank you there. Sorry, I was typing over there in comm. thank you, Robert. And I suppose I should mention here that I used to use 11-meter citizens band in the car whenever I was on the intercity highways, the interstate here in the United States. Mostly listen only, didn't really talk very much, but it was always, well, to be honest, I was listening for speed traps. or spotting of state police cars patrolling. The truck driver, you know, the truck drivers were always watching for those guys, and so they would give the alert. But they were also mention things like if there was, some kind of traffic snarl, it was good to know about that ahead of time to perhaps make decisions about getting off the interstate and taking a detour. So, but that was just in the car. I almost never turned the radio on in town here, the CD that is. And as Robert said there, they have adjusted the fee schedule recently. What used to be free for ham radio, now you're going to have a fee. And what used to be pretty expensive for GMRS, I think it used to be $80 for 2 years, and now it's down to $35 for 5 years, or maybe 10 years. Anyway, it's much lower now. So I am also considering getting myself a GMRS license. All right, let's see, who's next on my list here? How about N4RNW? Okay, I think Harold must have dropped out there. I don't see him anymore. And I did see a station pop in there, Kilo India 4 Whiskey Whiskey Bravo, but he also seems to have dropped out. But I don't know, maybe either one of them might come back. Next on my list then will be KD9NDJ.
AD9FJ, this is KD9NDJ, Ken here in Rantoul, Illinois. And your question was, are we using frequencies other than the ham bands, amateur radio bands? Unless the answer is, I am on, I use FRS, the family radio frequency, and I use GMRS, General Mobile Radio Service, and I have a license for that, and I was just sort of scrambling through my wallet here looking for what's left of that information. It's hanging on the wall around here somewhere, but I don't remember it, which gives you an idea how often I use that service. But I do like it. It's kind of handy. Adele, my wife, KD9OBW, have used the FMRS from time to time when we're just knocking around and we don't want other amateur radio operators dropping in on us so much. I haven't been able to persuade her to do DMR yet, although we've got a few DMR radios knocking around here, and I was just working on programming one of those, by the way. Anyway, let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, I listen to the weather services. Does that count? There's no transmitting on that frequency, but definitely for listening. And, of course, you know, AM and FM. But that's sort of my roundup of other bands and other frequencies I'm tuned into and can occasionally transmit on. So back to the net and back to you, AB9FJ. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, and you reminded me that I meant to include in my list of alternate radio services, there are many frequencies that we can operate on with very low power without bothering to get a license. And so I was going to include the 300-meter broadcast band and the 3-meter broadcast band. And if that does not sound familiar to you, I'm talking about the typical AM broadcast band and the FM broadcast band. I think a lot of people are familiar with using the FM broadcast band for things like if you've got, I don't know, back in the day when we had like Discman and Walkman players and an old car that just had like an AM-FM radio, then you might want to use one of these adapters that would let you play your Walkman or your Discman through the FM radio in your car. Or many people would set up a little radio station in their house, perhaps using something like one of the streaming radio services, Pandora, whatever, and then running that through an FM transmitter. And that way, any FM radio throughout the house could tune in to the stream. You wouldn't need a PC or a laptop or a computer anyway. So So anyway, I just meant to add that to the list of alternate radio services that we're talking about today. And there was let me reset the timer here. I think there was something else Ken said that stuck in my mind that I should reply about. And what was that? I can't think of it now. It'll probably come back to me. Let's see, I think I did. Did I see another station pop in there? Nope, no new stations there. So, next station on my list then would be VK6BQQ.
Hey, B9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Good morning from West Australia. Yeah, just looking up, you know, that connector for Motorola, the GP300. It's a different animal, that's for sure, but I think if we Google this thing, it'll tell us. Just offhand, I can't remember what it said, the name of the silly thing. It's just a little center pin. Anyway, yeah, we have CB down here in the 460 band, so when I'm out and about, I carry a portable on channel 40, which our roads people use, and it just gives us traffic. I turn it on when I need to and shut it off because all the other channels there, well, if you want to learn a new language, just listen to these Aussies down here. Boy, they can give you a different word every day, and it's not normally in the vocabulary of the dictionary. Anyway, other than that, we listen to the air bands and, as I say, the CB 467, I think it is, in that network. Anyway, I'm rambling, and I'm still trying to find out what the name of that connector is for, what is it, Ken? No, Bob. Somebody. Back to Wayne, BK6PQQ. Just getting up here.
Okay, now I understand why there was a question there. I'm thinking, is that the Tango November Charlie connector, TNC?
Negative, nope. TNC, I think, was the one that GE used. It's a round one, isn't it?
The one I'm thinking of is round, and it looks a bit like a UHF connector, like a, what is it? Not a the 238, or, you know, what the PL259 plugs into. Only it's smaller, much smaller, actually. It's somewhere between an SMA and a UHF connector.
Yeah, I think the TNC connector is the round one. It screws on, and it looks similar to that, but GE used those ones.
Okay, well, I've seen a lot of these Motorola commercial radios that use this small connector on them, and I might have seen them on cell radios as well, cell telephone radios. And they are kind of a pain because they're just so weird. You need an adapter, right? But what else is new? If you cannot find the proper male connector to plug into that on the radio, I'm talking to Collins now, I would entertain the possibility of just wiring a pigtail to go around it and give you a regular UHF or N-style connector. So, let's see, who else? I don't think there are any other stations that have joined us. So at this point, I'm ready to take recheck. So if anyone has a comment about what we've been talking about, please come forward now.
KC3LYZ with the recheck.
All right, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, it's good you mentioned FM because I know back in the day I used to use it a lot for streaming Sirius around the house or other tapes and things that I had. So, yeah, that works pretty good. I had one of those C-Crane FM transmitters. And also, with the weather band, I like to DX those because sometimes it can be a good indicator for the for what you get on 2 meters. I think once I got North Carolina over there.
Oh, that's a good point. Yes. That and the low VHF television channels are good for that, too. We have a local channel 3 here, but if you're in a place where that you don't have a channel 2, 3, or 4, you could use that as a... sort of a canary telling you that there's DX in the wind. All right, well, thanks for that, Bob. Anyone else?
AB3KC, check.
Okay, go ahead, Collins.
So, apparently my mic is still pretty hot. I switched to a different one and still had some software settings turning the gain up pretty high. So, appreciate Brandon mentioning that and Snowdusk for their comments. And you too, JWH. I just searched the GP300 and on Wikipedia it tells me the antenna connector is proprietary. Several years ago I bought an adapter for it and I went to screw the adapter in and it just didn't fit. It's the wrong size. So this will be a project. I'll just keep buying stuff until I find the right thing, I think. One of these should work. So some sort of proprietary Motorola connector. Still pretty hot. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I switched to a different mic, and this one is definitely hot. So, cool. Well, thank you all, and I'll keep you updated next week with what I find out with my antenna project. AB9FJ in the net from AB2KC.
Okay, while you were talking, I went over and turned up the volume on an on-radio, and it sounded much better now. So I don't see a problem anymore there. But and as far as that proprietary connector goes, what I was suggesting is just give up. Although, I mean, you know, Motorola sells so many of those suckers, there must be a lot of surplus cables out there, you know, antenna cables or even whole antennas. That would fit that. So if you can't find one at a ham fest or a surplus store or something like that, I would say go ahead and open up that sucker and just unsolder that proprietary connector, drill it out, whatever, make a hole in the back of the radio, and just get a little pigtail with a female UHF connector on it, or SMA if you prefer, and solder the other end of the pigtail to the right parts of the circuit board there, and go with that. You know, who needs proprietary connectors anymore? Any other rechecks, or let's see, I don't see any new stations. Any other rechecks or comments, please call now.
BK6BQQ. Yeah, I just Googled the thing, too, and it is proprietary. I didn't know that for sure. I do have one of those connectors, and if you're really in a bind and you really want to use this silly thing, it's a crimp connector. I just forget the name of the darn thing. Shoot. But it is proprietary, so I would give up on that. And your best bet is, Wayne says, go to a junk shop and see if you can find one. There's lots of those GP300s around. I just got one of them myself. And I do have a connector, so if I can ship it off to you, I'll do that.
Okay, let's see if Collins wants to reply to that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like the idea of going to a ham fest. I'll just go to a ham fest. I'll take the radio with me and walk around until I find something that connects to it. But, no, I don't want you to have to send it all the way from your side of the hemisphere, if that makes any sense. But thank you, Reg. I appreciate all the input, and it'll be a fun project to continue. AB9FJ, AB3KC.
I remember, gosh, the last time I went to a ham fest was several years ago. But I remember there was one guy who showed up at a lot of ham fests. I don't know if he's still in business. I think he went by the name of the RF adapter guy. And he's not the only one, of course, but he just stands out in my memory because he usually had a wide selection. So if you run into him at a ham fest, he might have what you're looking for. I'm doubling with somebody.
So you should have some luck, but failing that, do what Wayne was mentioning. Put a pigtail on it and forget about it. Life's too short. And you've got John in here from Victoria, BK3HJQ. Wayne, if you want to call him in.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Yeah, I doubled with you while you were talking there, but I don't think Echolink was actually transmitting it out there. You had the floor there. John, I've got you on my list here. And, in fact, do we have anybody else here? Nope. So it's your turn there. But before I go there, let me go back to Collins and see if he has anything else to say to Reg.
I'm self-conscious of my hot mic. I've been searching up replacement. I guess I'll call it a rubber duck. And I see those are pretty easy to get. So, be happy to get this thing back in service again and useful. The antennas just fell apart that I had on it. So, no other follow-ups. Thank you. Back to NetControl, AB3KC.
Okay. Well, it is at the bottom of the hour, so it's probably time for me to go back and recap that this is the SCF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, and that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And VK3HJQ has joined us, and this week's topic is, do you partake of other radio services that are available in your country? Things like 11-meter citizen band, 440 megahertz citizen band. There are several flavors of that here in the United States. And then there's the classic 300-meter and 3-meter broadcast band that you can use low-power transmitters on. So that's what we've been talking about here. Do you dabble in these other frequencies, these other services of radio?
Yeah, thanks, Wayne. Good morning from down under, VK3HJQ. What time is it? 10:30 a.m. 4th of July, cracker night. I went over to have firecrackers in Victoria. Haven't for years. I've got UHF CB on 477 meg. About 9 radios. I don't think one of them's been turned on in like 5 years. And when they swapped over from the 40 channel to the 80 channel, they went from 25 kilohertz to 12.5. So we could have more channels. I don't know why, because we don't use the one channel we have, let alone having 80 of them. So I went and bought 3 new radios, still got them in a box. And then they decided, oh no, we're not going to ban the 40 channel ones, you can keep using them. So that was a bit of a waste of money. But anyway, it's what it is. Far out. But I haven't been on CB for I don't know how long. Used to have them in all the cars. We set up a repeater about, how long has it been up on the hill now? Probably 30 plus years, still going up there. Really good actually, it's got a range of about 150 Ks. Really, really good setup. You're only allowed 5 watts in out of the transmitter, but of the high gain antenna and some low loss heliacs up on a dirty great big, on a fire tower. And it just booms out. It's probably the best in this area, bar none. That really works good. And we used to have the AMBOs use it, the cops use it, emergency services use it, back before they had cellular phones. Of course, everybody's got a cell phone. Nobody uses it much anymore. So that's the story this way. As for, I think you mentioned shortwave or other frequencies, there's something about, we have a thing called LIPID, which is frequencies that I use for garage door controllers. I don't think I've ever transmitted on there. I think it's on... just under the amateur band, 430, 431, 432 meg, somewhere around that. I know the amateurs have a lot of problems with them interfering with 70 centimetres, those unlicensed little transmitters, if that's what you're talking about, and maybe you have something different in the States. Oh, hang on, just a quick reset. VK3HJQ, major flooding in Sydney. Had evacuation orders yesterday morning. It started about 2 a.m., trying to get people out of the residents up there. A major problem. Robert's okay up there. He's in Calibre Ridge, which is in a high area, so I think he said he got about 250 to 300 mil of rain there. But they're having major problems. It's supposed to be every 300 years that this happens, and it's happened, I think this is the third time this year they've had flooding in Sydney, so I think half the east coast is underwater at the moment, which is a bit of a problem. What else? Anyway, that's the good news. So what's the bad news? I don't know, Wayne. Back to Matt, VK3HJQ.
Yeah, don't worry about the floods. Next year you'll have a drought. Here in the United States, we have the 433 megahertz. I think they call it the ISM band, instrumentation, scientific and medicine, something like that. Or maybe it's industrial, scientific and medicine. But anyway... if you buy a, they make these simple weather monitor, you know, weather station things that people, a lot of people buy. You can get the fancy ones like the Davis and the, I forget the other brand, the ones that have like rain measurements and wind measurements and all that fancy stuff. But the simple ones that just measure temperature and humidity, they often use 433 megahertz for the channel between the sensor that's outside and the display that's indoors. And lots of other things use that too. I think there may be some baby monitors that use that frequency band and other stuff there. So, and that is right in the lower part of the 440 megahertz amateur band. So for especially for amateur television folks, it can be a problem. Let me reset real quick. And I thought there was something. Oh, yes. There might have been some confusion. I tend to use the 300 meters and 3 meters to refer to the AM broadcast band and the FM broadcast band, respectively. So 300 meters being 1 megahertz, right in the middle of the AM band, and 3 meters being 100 megahertz, right in the middle of the FM broadcast band. So many of us have used, like, an FM modulator to listen to tapes or CDs on a car radio or some other FM receiver. So that's what that was all about. So let me see if we've had anyone join us here. Oh, yes, I see a new call sign there. That's Golf 4 Hotel. No. He went away. Never mind. So I'm ready to take new check-ins, perhaps from DMR, anybody over there on the NB0X gateway, or else rechecks, additional comments from anyone who's already with us here.
Yes, I was just chuckling at the little joke that Collins made over in Com there. Yeah, I'm relieved that it isn't QAnon radio.
So let's see, no new stations have popped up, no rechecks. So I think we're 37, almost 38 minutes into the net here. So if we don't have any additional conversation, we'll probably put a bow on it and call it a wrap. So any more rechecks or comments, please come now. Okay, nothing heard, so let's wrap it up here. Let's see, I should also mention that we could always use some additional volunteer net controls, so if you think you would like to give it a try, contact me, jwh@sdf.org, and we'll work you into the schedule. Let's see. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at 0039 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, I think there is still an AfterNet in the SDF DMR Talk Group, number 31650, where you can look for us in COM over in the non-radio room. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.
AB3KC, Colin, if you're still there, BK6BQQ.
Hey, Reg, go ahead. This is AB3KC.
Did you ever have a connector? I believe you're the one. Did you ever have a connector for that radio?
I do have a little whip antenna, and the coating has come off of it, and now it looks like a copper spring with the bare copper wire exposed. And performance, like, I programmed one of the National Weather Service frequencies into it, and it'll go from loud and booming to no signal at all with a positional. So yeah, this whip antenna that I have, a little rubber ducky, needs to be replaced. So that's what I have now.
Oh, okay. It does not have any cable on it or anything. It's just an antenna or a rubber duck with the connector on it. I was going to say, if you have a cable with that, just extend it and put a female whatever on it. Okay, well, as I say, lots of luck with that, but there are lots of those GP300 mobiles around, so if you're going to a flea market or something, I'm sure you'll find something.
Okay, maybe I listed the wrong model. That might be part of my problem, but this is the handheld. Just the handheld Motorola. I thought it was GP300, but I don't have it in front of me, so this is just my memory. But yeah, it's been sitting in a junk box, and I think I just want to bring it to the top of my pile and get it working again and play with it some. Baby 3KC.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking of the GP300 mobile. You got the GP3, all right, yes. Yeah. Yeah, that connection can be a problem, but if the antenna, the covering has come off of, it's just a coil of wire is all it is, but you can always put some shrink tubing on it and cover it up.
Or another approach, I've done this in the past to deal with routers, Wi-Fi routers that had the reverse polarity SMA connectors on them back in the early days before such connectors were readily available. I would just take one of the antennas that would come with one of those routers and basically cut it in half so that I could take the connector part and wire it to some coax and run it to whatever, you know, high gain antenna I was interested in using.
All right, so Wayne, you're, hold on, I think I'm losing it in translation, but this is what I think you're telling me, is to take the, basically, use the antenna that I have now, dissect it, and electrically connect it to a feed line, and feed another antenna. Is that what you said? Did I get that right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, I have nothing to lose because this antenna is not working at all. So I have nothing to lose. That's definitely worth a shot. Cool. All right. Sounds like some fun. Last week, I shipped off that 20-year-old Kenwood to the Kenwood people to get them to refurbish it for me. So that's the handheld Kenwood THD7A. This is my first ham radio, the first one I ever bought when I got licensed in 2001, and so there's lots of, what's that, starts with an S, yeah, lots of, you know, gosh, why am I blanking? I'm getting old, Wayne, Reg. sentimental radio. So anyway, looking forward to, hopefully maybe that one will get restored too. So I've got lots of retro radios that I'm putting back together. That's what's been going on lately. So it's fun.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of radios that I picked up either free or very, very cheap at HamFest. And I just got too many of them, and I never did get around to using them for anything. So unless I can find somebody who's willing to take them and play with them, I think they're destined for the landfill. Or some kind of recycling, perhaps. So it's sad, but what else can I do?
Yeah, Reg, you have a couple years on me. I don't know. I feel like I'm at the point in my life where I realize that age is coming. Age, I can't run away. I can't hide from my age anymore. My missing dental appointments is becoming a bigger problem than it was when I was young. So, but such is life with this whole thing. It's better than the alternative.
Well, you know, if you can wake up in the morning and take a deep breath, don't fall over, go get your coffee and the day begins.
And I would just add, don't give up on your teeth. I've known too many people who had to have all of their teeth extracted and replaced by artificial teeth, and it's no fun.
I like the coffee comment better, Wayne. I can wake up and drink coffee. That's something I've got down pat. But yeah, you're right. I need to take care of my teeth. I have to get back to the dentist again. So I was telling my wife, I said, hold my feet to the fire. And she said, you should reward yourself. As soon as you set that appointment, give yourself some sort of award. That way you'll do it. So I don't know what that award is, but reward. But yeah, I need to get back on the dentist chair and let them clean me up and fix everything.
Well, good luck. Good luck, AB9FJ.
AB3KC 73, everybody. Have a good week and happy 4th of July to those in the States. This is AB3KC.